Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And the brilliant thing about Beavis and Butthead is this. Then we're going to move on to some other stuff. And yes, I know that I teased it one break longer than I said I would, but I was... And the damnable misery of the whole thing is that I actually had the Beavis and Butthead theme, and then my computer ate the dust. Bit the dust right there, was unable to play it and do what we call a reveal in a dramatic fashion. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're here with Sarah Dillon, Clyde Lewis, who's in for Matt Peterson today, or something like that. And in the KOTK newsroom, Tim Riley. Coming up this hour, news at Ground Zero and today's Top 5. We have the top five songs about a specific part of the body in honor of Janet Jackson's bosom bearing, which leads me to this email. Rick, why don't you put up the Super Bowl nipple? P.S. F. Matt with a goalpost.
This F. Matt could be sponsored by your business.
Here's the thing. If you're really lacking ways to see the Janet... I mean, it's like you're obviously not even on the internet. You know, how could you not have seen it by now?
One of the eighth wonders of the world.
I mean, it's just that we are at such a critical mass with this, you kind of have to go out of your way not to see Janet's nipple.
I had no desire to see it, and I've seen it like 16 times now.
That's the thing, man. That's the whole thing. It's like...
I see it in my sleep.
It's haunting you. It's following you around. Go to Drudge Report. Drudge Report /JJT. JPEG, I think. That's what we decided it was yesterday. That's the... I don't know. I mean, that's... It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. So here's what we're going to do this hour. Jolie from the front desk. I know she has a question for us about something or other. But more importantly, we're going to talk to her about this woman, again, whose name I won't use just yet. But this woman who's offering to be our in-house porn reviewer. That's good times, man. So we'll... just because I like to stick things in her eye and twist them around, we'll ask Jolie what she thinks of that. And then we'll figure... But I wonder if this woman wants... Does this woman want to review cable porn? Or does she want to review, like, full-on porn? It's all very exciting. We'll try to figure that out. So that's... talk to Jolie about that here in just a few. Also, Clyde Lewis with News at Ground Zero, the top five. Rick, he says about the news that Beavis and Butthead is coming back in a marathon session this Friday on MTV2. Rick... If this is true, it just reaffirms what we already know. The butt munchers that run MTV could screw up a two-car parade. I have the extended cable package, and MTV2 is not included. It has to be ordered separately. Why do you mock me, oh Lord? Couldn't these idiots just put it on MTV and make us all happy? Thanks, Rick, for dangling that tasty morsel in front of me for 20 minutes and then putting the knife to my bones. MTV2. The 2 stands for how many people actually have the network. F me running. F Matt with MTV2.
This F Matt could be sponsored by your business.
It's true. Now it is not. It doesn't come with basic cable. I mean, you get the digital cable or whatever, and then I know it's on all the satellite packages. I mean, not everybody has it. But the thing is, you got like 4 days, right? You got 4 days to track somebody down who's got MTV2. How hard? You can't come to my house. But other than that, I mean, it's like, you know, other than me, you got to find somebody else.
That was pretty rude.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't all come to my place.
Why don't we come to your house? It'll be a listener party.
I don't have
your house. My toilet, Laura caters it. Come on.
My toilet barely works with two of us there. It's no.
You're not having two at a time on the toilet. You got to just have people come in and make themselves comfy in your own home.
It's not going to happen.
But why not?
Because I've got locks on the door for no other reason than that.
Oh.
My point is, you got like 4 days. You track down somebody that's got the...
You're stuck up, aren't you?
What is? Did somebody whiz in your cornflakes this morning?
I'm just joking.
Why don't you go to timeout for a little while over there, friend?
Those hoity-toity celebrities won't let people in your home.
I'm one of those insane guys that won't let hundreds of people he doesn't know in his living room. What was I thinking? No, I'm just saying, because then the next thing you know, human sacrifice, and you're trying to get blood out of a rug. Then it's just dead hookers in the closet, you know. And it's like, my landlord's looking for a reason to kick us out anyway, so it's like, you know, whatever.
What gets me is the artificial leg that's always in the pool when we used to throw those parties. Remember that?
Let's not talk about it. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. I will be taping the whole thing, though, by the way, because let me make this final observation about the greatness that is Beavis and Butthead. The thing is, Beavis and Butthead, of course, aired in, you know, the early and mid-90s when everybody, there was no TiVo there. It was just a VCR. And, you know, you can buy bootleg copies of the entire series on eBay, but they're all kind of a wobbly quality because they're all off VHS, man. I'm going to be rolling this full-on digital quality this weekend. Got to be captured and preserved for all time. So it's good stuff. All right, just ahead, we got Jolie from the front desk with How Chicks Think. Later on, news at Ground Zero, then today's Top 5. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley. Live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The U.S. military is asking South Korea to ban lap dancing, saying it negatively impacts military discipline. The official said the military is taking similar steps at other bases in the U.S. and overseas against lap dancing, describing client-focused exotic dancing as the principal cause of worsening military discipline. The military letter called for local club owners to prohibit any physical contact between dancers and customers. Many crimes committed by U.S. servicemen involve nightclubs near their barracks. Amid an increasing number of American troops accused of crimes, the legal protection is a sensitive issue. There are 37,000 troops in North Korea, most of whom enjoy lap dancing. The first official army history of the Iraqi war reveals that American forces were plagued by short supplies, radios they couldn't reach way away, and disappointing psychological operations. Tank engines sat in warehouse shells in Kuwait with no truck drivers to take them north. Broken down trucks were scavenged for usable parts, and artillery units cannibalized parts from captured Iraqi guns to keep their howitzers operating. A man arrested in Peru with 450 tropical frogs and a selection of unusual beetles in his luggage claimed he wanted to start a zoo.
Oh, come on, that's just cute.
Yep. The German man was caught by customs officials during a routine check at Lima Airport, and they found tiny 3-centimeter frogs packed together in metal cans. The man had denied planning to sell the creatures and claimed he wanted to open up a zoo in his hometown of Frankfurt.
Oh, come on.
He said he brought the frogs and beetles from a shop in order to make a start in his plan.
You can't hold that, you know. Come on,
you want a frog zoo?
He has a dream. He wants to open a zoo with amphibians. You can't hold that against that dude.
Why not?
Yeah, I love that guy.
Next news, when it happens, I'm Tim Riley.
All right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Rick, you effing dork. I can't believe you make such a big deal over Beavis and Butthead, two butt rock losers. Here's the thing about butt rock. Where the hell did that term come from?
I hate that term.
Can I tell you? Well, it just annoys me because I don't know where it came from. I don't really care. But it's like it's one of those things I never heard until I moved to Portland, you know, until I came back to the Northwest, and I never heard it until like 99.
It's created by a bunch of coffee-swilling emo listeners.
That's totally what it is.
I mean, who listens to emo? What a bunch of crap that is.
Guys that you can easily beat up,
yeah,
so it doesn't really matter.
Let's stained a little more, folks.
Guys, you know who listens to emo? People who find Elvis Costello to be a little too heavy.
Yeah.
Please don't ever
Sorry.
Do that again. Yeah. But butt rock is just one of those terms that, you know, I don't really care about. It's just interesting. I'd never really heard the term until I came here. Anyway, and he says, I can't believe you made such a big deal about these stupid cartoon butt rockers. Here's a show I'd like to see, though. The cast of Friends and Seinfeld get skinned alive repeatedly. Excellent. See? You redeem yourself at the end of the email. Before we roll with Jolie here, which is an image that's interesting just in and of itself, let me say this about Beavis and Butthead. The brilliance of Beavis and Butthead, and I was just telling somebody this the other day, is just like the brilliance of All in the Family. And I have a point here. I'm serious when I say this. And if this guy or woman whose email address contains both the words goth and anarchy, so, you know, draw your own conclusions. It's a guy or a woman. I don't know. But underscores the point briefly. You know, the brilliance of All in the Family was that whatever you wanted to see in that show, you saw. It was a Rorschach card. Because I'll tell you, my dad watched All in the Family. And my dad loved All in the Family because my dad felt, because he didn't get the humor of it, my dad would see Archie Bunker complaining about blacks and gays. And my dad would be like, damn right, blacks and gays and Jews, ruining the country. You know, go Archie. And so my dad loved seeing one of his own, so to speak, vindicated on television, right? Meanwhile, my sister, who's this real, like, bleeding heart leftist liberal, not unlike myself. She loved All in the Family because she, you know, because she loved to see Archie Bunker ridiculed. She got to see him exposed for the buffoon he was. So the brilliance, the genius of All in the Family was that whether you were Archie Bunker or whether you were Meathead, you saw whatever you wanted to see in your show. Everybody saw their own point of view vindicated in that program. Now, no matter what your point of view was, ditto for Beavis and Butthead. Because if you were me and my friends, you know, and you watch Beavis and Butthead, you're like, you loved it because you saw, that was us, man. Just a bunch of pasty-faced dorks in a Metallica shirt on a couch eating nachos and lusting after boobs. That's, it's still me. I mean, I'm that now, and I'm 31. So we love Beavis and Butthead because it was a representation of us. We loved it because it was like, that's us, you know? But if you're, you know, whatever, you're some horn rim wearing guy, you know, who hates that type of music and hates those people, then you love it because you think it's, you know, because you think it's ridiculing them. You get to see them sent up. The genius of Beavis and Butthead, like All in the Family, is that it is all things to all viewers. Everyone sees what they want to see in that show. And also they set stuff on fire and they burn things. I mean, you can't get better than that. You know what I mean? All right. I love this country. Beavis and Butthead is reason number 976 why I love this country. I want to start doing a daily list. Reasons Rick Emerson loves America. Just after Lingerie Bowl and just ahead of 7-Eleven. Right there. Beavis and Butthead. Number 976. Beavis and Butthead. The Rick Emerson Show salutes you.
Do they have the Bud Bowl this year?
Do they still do the Bud Bowl?
They don't, do they?
No, that's old school.
That's what I used to love about America was the Bud Bowl.
They'll bring it back, though. The Bud Bowl, what they'll do is they'll get... See, I figured it out. I'm on to their scam now. They do the Bud Bowl or anything like that, then they let it lapse for... It used to take 20 years for people to be nostalgic for things. Like, you remember that Honeymooners, all those Honeymooners Lost episodes took like 35 years for them to do that. Now nostalgia happens within 5 years. You know? Something is gone, and 5 years later, do you remember Beavis and Butthead? You know, like it's from... You know, like it's from the Hoover administration or something. And so they give everything a 5-year rest, then they bring it back, and we all tear up and are easily manipulated like wet sauerkraut by the advertising agencies. So it is with the Bud Bowl. They'll bring that back 2, 3, 4 years.
I was watching Saved by the Bell yesterday and here with Sarah. My God. Well, I want it back.
I mean it.
I really do.
Let's go to the Jolie. Here's another exciting edition of How Chicks Think.
Doesn't Clyde have the Bud Bowl at his house every weekend?
Da 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 da.
Shh. All right.
You're looking very goth today. Speaking of goths,
I just applied my lips.
She told me she was chocolatey today.
I was eating chocolate cake for my birthday.
Just saying, you got the full kind of goth porn scheme going on.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of it. What?
Do you want to ask my question first, or should I do my thing first?
All right, what is your thing?
Well, basically, Rick, you didn't listen again, because what I was saying earlier was that I'm not asking you a question. We're going to go back and talk about the question from yesterday, which we did not finish covering.
Yesterday's
in the least, because you had to, I don't even know what you were talking about.
Yesterday's question was from some guy, and his wife or girlfriend, I forget, was complaining that he wasn't, quote, romantic enough. And his question, like many men, is, what does that even mean?
I have such a huge list here, but let me give you the most important thing.
Money.
Well,
Spending money.
First, let me give you a couple ideas.
Yes.
Okay, like, Sarah's Justin.
Yeah.
He's quite romantic, I have to tell you.
When he's not on the air talking about breastfeeding at the age of 25.
Well, okay, so sometimes when I first met him, he would come in and bring her, like, these really cool coffee drinks with the whipped cream on top and
stuff.
Nothing
says romance like Quiznos.
Quiznos.
Well, you don't.
Yeah, when I'm trapped here for 8 hours.
No, it's
I mean, how no, he, that is romantic.
No, he brings you lunch. That's cool.
Okay, so here's some other ideas. Let's see. Okay, if you're going to the store and you're going to buy something, like at 7-Eleven, your stupid hot dogs or something, or a beer, you know, get her favorite candy bar or soda or something. Oh, and this is a really good idea. Call the radio station that she listens to, dedicate her a song.
They don't do that anymore.
Yes, they do.
What are we, seventh grade?
No, but I'm just telling you. Okay,
the only time I'd do is if they said I was going to get laid, and I'd say, okay, I'll play
it.
Oh,
my God, this is exactly what my friend said, you guys. Being romantic will get you laid. I mean, I don't know how clueless you are, but geez, come on. Okay, because basically, you just need to take initiative. Okay, you need to tell her, hey, you know, honey, I'm going to take you out on a date Saturday night. Be ready at 8, whatever. Okay, but the main thing is that you want to do things for her on days that you're not really required. She just wants surprises. She wants...
When am I required?
She wants to know that you... Holidays, you know, the basics, Christmas, birthdays, whatever, anniversaries. Right. But the basic thing is that you think about her at other times of the day, the year, whatever. Because, like, okay, like, you can send her the, what I was talking about, the cookie bouquet, which are the big, nice baked cookies with decorations and stuff on them in a big bouquet to work.
Yes.
All right? Have a nice dinner when she comes home, you know, with the table set and everything. Get a movie that she likes, you know, one that you probably won't like, but you're doing it for her. Okay, here's a good one, what my husband did.
So all these things about being romantic basically come down to a low level being Julie, your cruise director. That's kind of what this is.
No! I mean, think of flowers and candles, bathtub, bubbles, come on.
How about frying pans and stuff like that?
Yeah, if you want to cook for her, Clyde.
She can cook for me.
You see, if you buy her flowers for every holiday, that really becomes kind of routine, and it's, you know, expected.
You know, that's
we want something out of the ordinary.
That is the difference between you and us, you know, is that what becomes routine to you never becomes routine to us. You know, like being left alone to watch tractor pulls, that never gets old.
Well, if you give her a little romance once in a while, she might
leave us alone.
Yeah, I'm serious.
It's just building up credit in the leave me alone bank.
Come on.
I got the Buffy box set. Can't you go hang out with a friend or something?
It's the little things, Rick. Things that matter.
Yeah, all right. Let's talk to Jack. You're on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK. What's up?
Rick, have you noticed that pretty much everything Julie said today is, if you buy me this, if you buy me that, if you buy me this?
Friend, I'm way on
I
that.
Said make.
It's make. Like
make.
What?
Give me a favor, Rick. Would you grab something shiny, grab her attention, and throw it out a four-story window?
Excellent. I mean, that's wrong. I can't. Jeff, you're on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK.
Wasn't the last person to dedicate a song on the radio Ricky Schroeder on Silver Spoons, and it was like Mr. Broken Wings.
And he described himself as being hopelessly devoted. Yeah, and it was to a girl named Amanda, by the way. And it was while he was watching a screensaver on his computer that said Amanda over and over.
You really are gay, Rick.
Somebody say that was just so obvious.
Yeah. Always remember who's not gay.
Yeah. It has nothing to do with...
But
why does knowing Silver Spoons make me gay?
I love Ricky Schroeder.
It just makes me feel kind of weird.
And I don't even know that stuff.
You sons of bitches. Jeff knew it. Jeff's the guy who called up and made the reference.
No, he knew, but you knew the detail.
Yeah.
You knew the detail, the color, the screensaver. You knew it all. I don't know these
That's
things.
That's sick.
I just, you know...
You guys are dicks.
I said it once, I'll say it again. Turk 182.
Yeah.
It really does happen, though. People Better even propose on the radio. All right?
Steve, you're on Hot Talk Tonight at KFTK.
Isn't Jolie supposed to be taking another trip back to Egypt?
Yeah, or just, you know, to like a closet somewhere.
I am never leaving.
That would be good.
Just to a
ditch.
And
don't forget about those stupid candy bars. I like that everything that is the guy is stupid.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I heard you say, I mean, when you go to your store to get this candy bar,
can I just buy you like one of those? Can I buy you one of those little fake roses and the little crack pipe?
Yeah.
Doesn't that work? One of those $1.99. You know what I'm talking about? Those things like a bass pipe.
No, Rick.
All right, excellent.
A nice bong works.
Yeah. Nothing says I love you like a clown graphics bong. Juan, you're on Hot Talk Kennedy KFTK.
Is it really true that Harpy Shrew is married?
Well, I've never seen him. I mean, I don't think anybody... I think she sort of has, like, the Canadian girlfriend, you know? It's like the husband that purportedly exists, but we've never actually met.
Is his name maybe Rosie or something like that?
Yeah,
is he a eunuch?
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys just stop it right now.
I've met her husband. He's very pleasant.
Really?
Very pleasant. What does that mean? Does that mean
he was cowering in Jolie's wig.
Yeah. No, he wasn't, Sarah. Give me back my gift I gave you, Sarah.
All right, excellent. That's Juan. All right. It's 503-250-TENETTI in Portland at 1-800-727-5955. Now we have no time to talk about porn. We have enough time to talk about porn here.
Well, I can just tell you that, yes, some women like it, some women don't.
Are you down with porn?
Just depends on the women. I like it now and then.
See, she's off. Now, see, this is the question. Before we have this woman in, there's, again, this woman whose name I'll just kind of keep secret for now because, you know, who knows. offered to come. She's offered out of the blue to be our in-house porn reviewer. I don't know how frequently she'd want to do that or whatever. But my question, I don't know what kind of porn we're talking about here. Because there's porn and then there's erotica. And there's, what women think of as porn, usually men view as being erotica. Women use porn as a catch-all term for, like, Playboy and essentially anything that has boobs that isn't, like, a birthing guide.
Right.
Women think of as porn.
But if she's offering to be your porn, whatever, surveyor or something,
yeah.
She's probably wants to do the nasty porn or whatever you
porn.
Call it.
The full-on porn.
You're always expecting
boy
the worst
boy.
Out of this woman. She wants to get
I'm
the
not
worst.
I'm not expecting the worst. I'm just saying women
no,
have
Jolie,
a more...
No, Jolie.
Women...
What?
I'm expecting the worst.
No, I'm saying women have a more broad definition of porn than men do. Men know what porn is. It's like... You know, women will talk about, like, they have that so-called porn for women. Have you ever seen that? Like, that woman, what's that company, Deborah Films? I interviewed her. We had her on in Utah one time, this woman who does this porn for women. And it's all, like, soft focus and lots of smooth jazz in the background and lots of, like, bad, you know, like, bad, weird angles so it looks all fuzzy and sort of, you know, harlequin-y. And it's just terrible. It's just completely uninteresting.
Speaking of that, Jolie, are you going to have your sex party anytime soon?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got my month free. I'm not really going anywhere.
You have right, latex gloves at the sex party?
All right, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. We'll catch up on all this tomorrow. That's another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere because the Rick Emerson Show.
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. And I'm thanking you for knowing exactly.
Mm-hmm. Live from Portland. It's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
Good afternoon, 2:28. I'm T. Riley. Don't miss the Winterhawks' 1,000th home game celebration. That's this Sunday night at 5 o'clock at Memorial Coliseum. Fans 18 and under could win one of two $1,000 diamond rings, courtesy of Eric Runyon Jewelers in Vancouver. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. Morgan Freeman plays a lawman with a secret who helps Jack Owen Wilson get back at the guys who fired him with a big bounce. Morgan talks about making the film in Hawaii.
It's more of a vacation than a work thing, you know, because the filming was easy. It was. We didn't have any hard times. We didn't have any big negative things. You know, we had 2 weeks of downtime, but that didn't have anything to do with anything other than the fact that somebody got ill for a while. And that's fine. Good script, good cast, good location, great producer.
God damn, I love Morgan Freeman. That's, you know, Morgan Freeman is another one of those guys that he existed because he was Vincent the Vegetable Vampire on The Electric Company, and of course he was Easy Reader. But then he sort of eluded the mass cultural consciousness until he did Lean on Me with Robert Guillaume. And then once he did that, then it was onward and upwards to, he did, what did he do after that? He did, Unforgiven, of course. But in the space of about 18 months, Morgan Freeman became everyone's favorite actor, which is fine with me, incidentally. Has Morgan Freeman ever won an Oscar? Has Morgan Freeman ever even been nominated for an Oscar?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Did he win an Oscar?
I don't know if he won, but I knew he was nominated.
I think Jessica Tandy won something for that crap, for that movie. But I.
So was Dan Aykroyd. He was nominated.
Yeah, Driving Miss Daisy is a terrible film. I know that it's one of those. I know it's a movie that's beloved because it's a soulful black man that shows a white person how to care. You know, a movie that we get about every year in this country. But it's just not a very good film. Morgan Freeman, notwithstanding. But Morgan Freeman is one of those guys who has what they call gravitas, which means he just has he has weight. You know, he's just got gravity. Morgan Freeman comes on the screen, and I mean, like the best bit of casting that they ever did with that guy was making him God in Bruce Almighty because he's completely and totally believable as God. Like, if you died and went to heaven, and Morgan Freeman was God, like, would it even surprise you? You know, him and Johnny Cash running heaven. It's like it wouldn't even shock you. It was a bit like having him be the president in Deep Impact, right?
Or Easy Reader.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like, you know, because in Deep Impact, you know, they had the black president, which is a thing that a lot of people, you know, you'd have a hard time getting past it in a film because it's one of those things that in modern day America still seems sadly unlikely, unless it's Morgan Freeman. You know, Morgan Freeman, like, yeah, President Freeman. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, another question. Morgan, talk about what playing the character is like on stage versus how they feel on the screen.
You're going to play what you think. you look like. You're going to try to create this look, and then you're going to play that look. And in on the stage, because you don't get to see yourself, then you believe. But in the movies, you get to see yourself, and my belief factor goes completely out the window. So I can no longer form these things about how the character is going to look, only how he's going to feel.
Scattered showers this afternoon, highs 45 to 50, showers likely at night. And tomorrow, Tim Radley, KOTK News.
Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
And then we get emails like this one. Rick, I simultaneously loathe and want to be dominated by Jolie. I would bet that's a not uncommon feeling, by the way. I mean, really, seriously, if you were to sort of tie someone up with the lariat of truth, you know, and make them be honest about it, I would bet that there's maybe not a lot, but a not insignificant number of men in the audience, and probably more than a handful of women, who loathe Jolie, yet really, really badly want to be tied up and, you know, like walked on by her. Probably literally while she's wearing big spike-ass heels. I would imagine that that's the case. I'm not saying, you know, that it's the case for you. I'm just saying that I would bet that there's a great number of men out there who take a perverse pleasure in that.
I would. I think I would. Yeah. Why not? What? Why? Why the silence? I'm serious.
Okay, why not? Moving on. Dean, you're on Hot Talk Tonight at KOTK. What's up?
Well, speaking of Jolie, you know, here'd be a good place to take my wife on a date. I was driving through Beaverton today, and on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, there's a Hooters going up across from Pizza Schmitza.
And how appropriate that Hooters is going to Beaverton.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You got to wonder if that's the sort of thing they planned out in advance. It's like when Joan Jett, who's just as dykey as you get, we saw her playing at the Taste of Beaverton, and I wondered if that was a little bit of a little subterfuge on somebody's. She was great, though, but I mean, just came out shaved head, full on bondage costume, leather pride sticker on the guitar, or so I'm told.
That's sort of Beaverton.
Yeah, I mean, it's excellent. When is that happening?
I don't know. I just saw the sign up, the big orange Hooters sign.
Excellent.
Today.
Good stuff.
Hey, an F mat with an infected piercing nipple.
This F mat could be sponsored by your business.
Well, that's certainly unpleasant. Let's get one more. Mike, you're on Hot Talk Connecticut. Okay, what's up?
Yeah, Rick. Yeah, I'm kind of thinking Jolie kind of thinks backwards. She wants a guy to go out, you know, and feed her dinner and buy her chocolate lattes and candy bars and all that, everything to get their ass fat. And then you don't want to be with them anyway and stuff. You know, so why waste the money?
Jesus. Everyone's so bitter. All right, that's Mike. Rick, I believe you're a fan of Family Guy. I don't know if you know, but the show's returning in 2005 in January with all new episodes. I mentioned this because you were talking about Beavis and Butthead coming back to be. Yeah, Family Guy coming back on the strength of its reruns on Comedy Central and DVD sales. Fox, in the first, you know, has admitted now that they made a mistake, and they're bringing it back. So that's good stuff. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show for News at Ground Zero, our good friend and today's producer, Clyde Lewis.
Hey, long time no see.
Hey, Clyde, how are you?
I'm
Boy,
doing
it's
well.
It's been too long.
Yeah, it's been too long.
What's up in your world?
Hey, does anybody get the feeling that strangeness is going on? I mean, nothing heard about this ricin thing that's going on right now. Did you hear about this?
Is that with Uncle Ben?
No. The ricin
Uncle Ben's
scare.
Minute ricin?
What was that?
My imitation of a ricin. I don't know what ricin does.
It's the California ricin.
So what does it do? Does it...
Anyway, no, this the stuff. I guess they're shutting down Congress today because they found ricin in the offices. This is like a repeat performance of the anthrax stuff that went on right after 9/11, and it's really strange because when this stuff goes down, you know, we've got so many things now to distract us. We've got a big breast on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
We've got this ricin thing going on, and it's funny. It looks like the networks are like jumping on everything all at once, and you don't know what to look into. I think we should look at this ricin thing. In fact, I think they just announced that now some white powder showed up in Connecticut, so it's moving. It's moving across the country right now.
Time to bring back our anthrax watchers.
Yeah, an anthrax watch on the way, because it seems to be... In fact, right now, I guess it's MSNBC has a thing, poison in politics is what they're calling it. So they're looking at why our politicians are getting sent poison.
Maybe because we hate them. I mean, you shouldn't send ricin to people. It's wrong, mm-hmm. but and it's illegal. Don't do it. And I wish the best of health and long life to all government officials everywhere. I'm just saying... it doesn't really, you don't really need to be Hercule Poirot to sort of put that together.
Here's another story that's really going to get y'all freaked out. Remember the movie The Exorcist?
Yes.
Of course you do. Remember the demon Pazuzu? The big demon?
Pazuzu's pedals?
Pazuzu's pedals!
Pazuzu's pedals!
No.
Merry Christmas, y'all demonologist! No, I really don't know the demon Pazuzu.
Well, the demon Pazuzu is the demon that basically possesses Reagan, the girl. And the priest, Von Saito, of course, is in a digging site in Iraq.
Okay.
And the demon Pazuzu is this statue with the big wings, and it's got this ugly face that looks like Godzilla. Well, it's a real demon. It's a Mesopotamian demon. It's the demon of the winds. And it would blow diseases into people and kill them, right?
Okay.
So what happens is this soldier is in Iraq. He sits down, pops in a portable DVD player, The Exorcist. He's watching it. He looks around. He goes, my God, I'm in the place where they filmed this thing. And so what he does is he petitions the government for a $5,000 grant to make an amusement park dedicated to this demon, Pazuzu.
Excellent. I'm going to go
and
there.
And so, the Pentagon has paid $5,000 to get this park up and running. For $2, $5 admission, you get to go in, tour the place, and have a kebab lunch.
Excellent. That's
it's true.
That's good. That's our tax dollars at work. Very well done. All right. That's
demon Pazuzu.
Pazuzu, do you know me?
Nebuchadnezzar.
Do you know me?
Nebuchadnezzar was buried at that site, and civilization began there, and the demon Pazuzu is there. What a trip.
Okay. We'll be back. We got the top five body parts referenced in song around the corner. Stay there. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Merry Christmas, crack house! Clyde Lewis has the traffic.
And we've got that area there on Highway 26 closed because of the demon Pazuzu. Actually, I just love the name Pazuzu. It goes up, right up there with
Pazuzu sounds like the name of some arty restaurant that they open in Manhattan.
Baba Ganoush and Pazuzu walk into a bar in Iraq. One says to the other, is this a joke? Anyway, the culvert is basically sinking there. The road will be replaced, but it's going to take about 2 weeks to do it. And your detour really stinks. But, you know, traffic's been getting by there, not too bad. I'm Clyde Lewis. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Got an opinion? Back to Sir Rick at 503-227-3938. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Here's your top five for Tuesday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful. Counting is marvelous. Counting's the best thing to do. Counting is happiness.
Sorry.
Counting is ecstasy.
I love to count. Don't you? It's Tim Riley, KOTK News.
And as we continue to assess the impact of Jackson Boobgate, we remember that the human body was formed. An indelible link with the world of music, with body parts of all types serving as physical inspiration for elaborate composition. These are the top five songs about a specific part of the body.
And by the way, it should be noted we're excluding any and all songs about the penis, because in the world of rock, let's be honest, it's all about the penis. It's just all rock songs are basically about Tool. We're also excluding hair, because it sucks.
Honorable mention goes to Stevie Wonder with Fingertips.
Little Stevie Wonder, by the way, one of those songs in the days of oldies, part one and part two. What, he's like 12 when he did this?
He was in some movie where he did this. It was some horror film.
He's like barely even out of the womb when he did this.
Called him Little Stevie Wonder back
then.
Yeah,
we excluded the song Hair because it's terrible on every level.
And number five, Madonna, Open Your Heart.
This is also the one where she's doing the peep show for the little kid. That kid that looks like Macaulay Culkin. Looks like Leonardo DiCaprio, too.
I think the best heart song would be Barracuda. I'm just kidding. I think the best part of the song is Tony DeFranco and the DeFranco family. I would have heartbeat. It's a love beat.
The
we should have played that for
the judges would have also accepted Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, yeah.
By Bonnie Tyler. Was that a Meatloaf song?
Well,
it's by Jim Steinman, the guy who wrote all that.
Okay.
Yeah, that also would have been acceptable. I mean, Heart, though, you get into Heart, and it's just, you know, it's different. There's like 9 million of them.
At number four, Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes, Crying in the Rain.
The judges would also have accepted Lost in Your Eyes by Debbie Gibson. No.
Behind Blue Eyes.
By the
Who.
That's a good one.
Or else the Limp Bizkit version, if you wanted.
If you're mad. That's an egregious oversight, I think, on the part of Clyde.
What?
On the part of Clyde. That
what?
Egregious
that was all you today.
No, it's true.
You played the need for this crap?
For eyes? Hey, don't bust on Willie. There's a line, friend.
But you picked this over the Who?
We also would have accepted Lion Eyes from the Eagles. It's Willie Nelson. I'm a big fan of Behind Blue Eyes, though. I can get with that. Not so much the Who version.
So if you had thought of it, would you replace this one with that
look,
song?
Look, I was under pressure. It's difficult to put a show together right now.
Just asking a question.
How about Eye in the Sky by Alan Parsons? I mean, come on.
How about Eye of the Tiger?
Yeah, there you go.
And number three, ZZ Top sings about legs.
You can't dispute this one.
Obvious.
You cannot dispute this.
This is an obvious one.
This is what Tonya Harding used to skate to. How great is that?
There's not enough song about feet.
God, I love her. What are you, Tarantino?
No, they have these songs about feet. Something about foot.
Yeah.
Is there any song about feet or foot?
There's, you know, that's just boots are made for walking. I don't think there's a lot
no,
of
that's
feet
not
songs.
About feet or foot.
No,
it's
but
about
I'm
boots.
Saying, I know. I can read.
Or angles.
All right. I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm not really sure.
And at number two, Otis Redding, These Arms of Mine.
Otis, baby. These Arms of Mine. Also, Dion, Rolling in Daddy's Arms. That would have been good. Bon Jovi, In These Arms Tonight. What else?
Arms Wide Open.
Arms Wide Open. Only from the cover band, though.
Number one, Sir, mixes a lot with Baby Got Back.
First to that effect.
I knew this would be number one.
Well, and you got it because it's groundbreaking, too. Anybody can sing about boobs, you know, which he did later with that song, Put Him on the Glass. And props for the use of the phrase rumple smooth skin, by the way. I mean, this, I think, is the only song. I mean, now they're everywhere, Mystical and all that. But this is the first song to be about that ass. Isn't that true?
And every girl loves this
every
song.
Every girl knows every word.
Wasn't the song Strut by Bob Seger about respecting a girl's butt?
They do respect her butt.
Yeah, so he goes, really? You love to watch her strut. You
not
do respect her butt.
Not
you
so
love
much.
To watch her strut.
All right. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KFTK.
I like them round and big. And when I'm throwing a gig, I just can't help myself. I'm acting like an animal. Now here's my scandal.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland. Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Seriously, I think we may have to do this list again for the next couple days, rotating a series of different songs each time.
We need a foot song.
Beat, foot, feet. All right. Yeah, okay. We could do a whole top five of just ass songs, really, now that I'm thinking about it. All right.
Or eye songs.
We'll work on it. We'll work on it. We'll put it together. I was under the gun, out on the run. I had a bad reputation in a sticky situation. I had to set the night on fire. Fire. All right. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they're going to edit it's like those Looney Tunes, how they started taking out a Looney Tunes slowpoke on Speedy Gonzalez and Slowpoke Rodriguez, you know, because they felt that it was, you know, disrespectful or whatever. So, you know, this whole business of editing cartoons, man, that's one of the seven signs of the apocalypse. They just got to stop it. So, Rick Emerson Show, we want to thank you for coming by. We got the Likas at 3, by the way, world famous Phil Hendry show at 7. Coming up tomorrow, I bet I could exploit an entire week out of this top five thing. So tomorrow we'll do another variant on it. Like facets on a diamond, so are the Rick Emerson top five lists. That, let's see, what else are we getting to tomorrow that we didn't get to today? And we're going to talk a little bit about Dennis Miller tomorrow. And we'll have more fascinating details on this woman who wants to come on and be our in-house porn reviewer. And you should also know this, that as soon as I said that, as soon as I talked about that woman being a porn reviewer, a guy, whose name I will not use, emailed and wants to know if he can come on and review... wants to know if he can come on and review call girl services. Which... what?
Think that you fund this or something?
I'm not going to fund it. Yeah, clearly that's not going to be coming out of petty cash. I don't really know how to feel about that, so we'll talk about that.
Can I come on and review drugs and everything
sure,
else?
Can I review blow?
Let me try blow. Yeah. See, I'll recommend the best people to go to for blow.
I used to do this bit in Spokane where I did the Rick Emerson prostitution price watch, where I would note what various sexual acts were costing in various parts of town. That lasted like a day. We want to thank Janet Jackson, Regis Philbin, Bubba Ganoush, the Demon Pazuzu, and his pedals, Ed McCarthy, Morgan Freeman, Cedric the Entertainer, and y'all, the Rick Emerson Show's produced today by Clyde Lewis for Hot Talk to Eddie KFTK in the newsroom. Tim Riley, executive producer today, is the lovely Sarah Dillon. We got Like Us Next, followed by the world-famous Phil Hendry Show at 7. As always, thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind it down. We will see you tomorrow at noon for the KFTK Noon News Hour. Thanks for listening. Be safe. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
This is Gerald Philbin from Hill County, Willie Nelson.